And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 1st of January, 2016. New Year's Day, when many people suffering from dehydration caused by the diuretic effect of alcohol, which causes shrinkage of the brain tissue, awake with a headache. Alcohol also irritates the lining of the stomach, causing queasiness, and the combination of headache and queasiness is called a hangover. In Roman times, Pliny the Elder considered raw owl's eggs to be a hangover remedy. Medieval Europeans recommended raw eels with bitter almonds. The Chinese drank green tea. The Japanese ate pickled plums. At the World Expo in Paris, 1878, they introduced a new remedy called the prairie oyster, a raw egg with the yolk intact, mixed with Tabasco sauce, Worcestershire, salt, and pepper. In India, they drank coconut water, which is rich in electrolytes. Some people swear by the Bloody Mary. Ernest Hemingway recommended tomato juice in beer. And Robert Benchley, a good drinker himself, said the only cure for a real hangover is death. The hymn Amazing Grace was first sung on this day in 1773 at a prayer meeting in Olney, England, written by John Newton, a sailor and ship's captain who had become the curate in the town. His phrase, "that saved a wretch like me," referred to the fact that he'd taken part in the slave trade for many years. The hymn was sung to a variety of tunes. It wasn't until 1835 it was linked to the melody that we know today. It's the birthday of E.M. Forster, Edward Morgan Forster, London, 1879, whose first big success was Howards End, a novel, 1910, about the class system in England through three families, the Wilcoxes, upper middle class, the Schlegels, left-wing intellectuals, and the Basts, who were trying to get up out of the working class. And it's the birthday of J.D. Salinger, born in New York City, 1919, Jerome David Salinger, author of The Catcher in the Rye, 1951, died in 2010 at the age of 91 after 50 years spent avoiding the public eye as much as possible. In 1998, Joyce Maynard published her memoir At Home in the World, in which she recounted her 10-month affair with Salinger, describing him as eccentric and controlling. His daughter Margaret published her own memoir, Dream Catcher, describing him as abusive and self-centered, though her brother Matthew responded to the book by saying his sister had a troubled mind. Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver entitled The Gift. Be still, my soul, and steadfast. Earth and heaven both are still watching, though time is draining from the clock, and your walk that was confident and quick has become slow. So be slow, if you must, but let the heart still play its true part. Love still as once you loved, deeply and without patience. Let God and the world know you are grateful that the gift has been given. The Gift, a poem by Mary Oliver from her collection Felicity, published by Penguin Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse, back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org, and by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.